Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome to ClickSuasion. Today's topics are going to be nudge guests, reduce expenses, and save the environment, followed by having only 3 to 5 seconds to impress your guests. Well, 3 to 5 seconds also goes to impressing any consumer on a digital platform. Before we get started in ClickSuasion, let's hear from our first sponsor. You know, we got to pay some bills.
You always want to look your best, but you don't always have time to deal with a necktie that won't cooperate. That's where we come in. Introducing the NeverTie, the only necktie that you never have to tie. Each NeverTie comes with a tie and 2 removable knots that you simply slide on and adjust for your comfort, giving you the perfect look every time. Choose from over 20 stylish designs at thenevertie.com.
So let's talk about nudging guests, reducing expenses, and saving the environment. Most hotels have a sign in each bathroom that asks the guest to be environmentally friendly by reusing their towels. When a guest reuses their towels, the hotel saves money on laundry expenses, which includes a reduced use of water. However, many hotels find these signs to be ineffective. The cards cost a fee to print, and they use employee resources for placement in the rooms. The hotel operators find little to no return on investment for these paper signs. So during the last 30 years, researchers have studied human behavior and social norms because, well, people don't make rational decisions. We tend to attribute our behavior to more noble motives or to practical concerns about capital. But at its core, our actions often relate to that old mantra, monkey see, monkey do. The field of behavioral economics was born after several brave researchers broke the rules to identify how individuals make irrational decisions. If psychology and microeconomics had offspring, behavioral economics would be the result. Daniel Kahneman, the only psychologist to be awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics, once stated, "You feed them, referring to people, the same data twice, and the results are all over the place." The problem from a conservative point of view, or a conservative assessment, is that much of our environmentally friendly behavior doesn't help set norms because the actions are not visible to others. Individuals have few methods of knowing that others in their neighborhood have recently installed an Energy Star appliance, insulated their attic, or switched to fluorescent light bulbs. The most persuasive language is to show that other people are doing what you want them to do. Humans want to be like other humans. It's natural, regardless of how irrational the decision. Robert Cialdini conducted research regarding towels in hotels. In his experiments, Cialdini attempted to encourage guests to reuse their towels. The experiment consisted of 4 groups. Group number 1 received a sign in their rooms that cited environmental reasons to encourage visitors to reuse their towels. Group number 2 received the sign in their rooms that stated the hotel would donate a portion of the annual laundry savings to an environmental cause. The third group received signs that stated the hotel had already given a donation and asked, "Would you please join us?" And group 4 received signs in the rooms that stated majority of guests reused their towels at least once during their stay. Hotel guests in group number 1 reused their towels 38% of the time. Hotel guests in group 2 reused their towels 36% of the time. Guests in group number 3 reused their towels 46% of the time, and most significantly, the guests in group 4 that were told the majority of guests reused their towels at least once during their stay reused their towels 48% of the time, nearly 1 in 2 or half the time. Displaying proof that others are doing the same task will entice individuals to act upon the same request. Therefore, reciprocity is king. Giving something for free is likely to give you returns in the future. Free samples, a complimentary mug, a free hour, and a free download are a few of the many methods of giving something for free today to secure a potential return in the future. The implication is that the hotel is required to go first. The free item doesn't need to be tangible. Individuals feel the need to return the favor of reciprocity. Therefore, the consumer is likely to complete a transaction with the same brand in the future. Informing hotel guests that the majority of other people have reused their towels is likely to create the effect of reciprocity, the act of reusing their towels. In 2005, Randy Gardner conducted research conducting response rates of authentic notes titled Post-it Note Persuasion. Gardner mailed surveys to strangers with a request to return them. As we all know, it's probably going to be a very small return rate. A person with a similar or dissimilar name to the recipient signed the request. For example, Robert James might receive a survey request from a person named Bob Ames. Randy Gardner stated, "Those who received the questionnaire from someone with a similar sounding name were nearly twice as likely to fill out and return the packet as those who received the surveys from the similar sounding names, 56% compared to 30%. Sales teams could increase their chances of converting a sale by increasing their knowledge of the prospect's current preferences. So what's this nudge stuff? It's a simple concept. You subtly promote the choice that you want an individual to make, and if executed, odds are an individual will make that choice. The research regarding a handwritten note is a great example of a nudge. The nudge gently persuades an individual to take action. The handwritten note offers a humanizing factor to the message. The note, combined with the persuasion of others, doing the act of reusing towels, forms the perfect nudge. Therefore, combining both messages allows the hotel operator to change the default. Individuals in North America are exposed to approximately 30,000 brand impressions daily. Noise and unreliability overload the market. The current hotel default is to remove even the most gently used towels and replace them with clean towels. The current practice is not one that occurs in most homes, so why does it happen in a hotel? Well, there are many hospitable answers. However, changing the default to using a handwritten note combined with the majority of others are doing it message in the room allows the hotel operator to replace towels upon request. There will likely be many guests that prefer clean towels daily. However, most guests will accept the default and reuse their towels. Additionally, the most persuasive technique is to show that others are doing it. I feel like I'm repeating myself here. Write that down. By providing a statement that others are reusing their towels, guests will be more inclined to do the same. Let's use the current election as an example. When I say current, the election that recently passed as of the date of this podcast. A candidate speaks at a rally or during a debate, and they say something similar to, "Last week I met a young man from Ohio. This young man's name is Austin. Austin told me about his struggle with XYZ problem and how he could use ABC solution to better provide for his family." To understand the persuasive context, I'm going to break it down. First, the young man is from Ohio, which is a swing state and vital for political parties. Next, the candidate's name is Austin, which is a common name for young adults in the Midwest. Furthermore, the candidate mentioned Austin's challenges. It is likely that other closely aged males in Ohio have similar concerns and possibly know someone with the name of Austin. The message framing allows others to relate and think, if Austin is voting for this person, I might want to vote for this person too. Now that might not happen overtly, but cognitively, that thought process is active and occurring. As humans have limited cognitive processing capacity, think of a fuel gauge on your car. You start the day with a full tank of gas. As we grab our morning coffee on the way to work, we use some fuel, and then we have less fuel when we arrive at work. We use more fuel to get to lunch, more on the way to the bank, and then more when we drive home. Our minds have a similar process. Each decision we make reduces the ability to make a better decision later in the same day. Nudging the hotel guest is likely to prime these effects to reuse towels. Responses to behavior change take an extended period to notice. Sit back, relax, and gradually watch the change. Here's your hint. Be patient. So it remains unknown how the most promising trials of nudging can be scaled up. Critics of big government remain suspicious of nudging, as behavioral economics and behavioral finance grow in popularity throughout academia. Some critics argue that a nudge will become a shove, and others say that a nudge isn't enough. It's enough to gauge individuals' responses to our nudges and respect their choices. A nudge can only be a nudge and never force anyone to do anything. Persuasive messaging, persuasive framing, or nudging should be developed with a high value of ethics to the organization and the recipient. Therefore, it is our responsibility to implement change with a nudge without forcing an undesirable action. Lastly, to nudge consumers towards a less destructive behavior, take some advice from social marketers. Make it easy, make it fun, and make it fashionable.
You know when your customers are shopping at your business and they pick up a product? The customer holds it, feels it, and shows it to their friend. Then they look at the price tag.
Oh my, I need to look at something else.
The customer picks up a second item and loves the way it looks. They've heard of this product, but haven't yet seen it in person.
I've got to have this!
You're happy the customer chose to buy a product, but you're equally frustrated that they didn't buy both items.
I want them both.
The Consumer Experience Lab at Barbera Solutions designs behavioral strategies that target the consumer's decision-making process. BarberaSolutions.com. Because the opposite of rational is not irrational. BarberaSolutions.com.
Welcome back to Click Suasion. Michael Barbera still here. So let's talk about the 3 to 5 second rule. And I don't mean when you drop your food on the floor. So the attention span of a goldfish is 8 seconds. The attention span of the average American is 7 seconds. It's not surprising that we are easily distracted. There is marketing content everywhere we look. Many businesses are competing with one another to gain the attention of the consumer in order to fight for their dollar. The same applies to the fight for the dollar in the lodging industry. It doesn't matter if you're a luxury resort, a 4-star hotel, motel, or a renter of an Airbnb. Your goal is to get the consumer to return. However, your consumers will make that decision within the first 3 to 5 seconds of walking through the front door. We have 2 eyes, 2 ears, and 2 nostrils. These are what businesses use to support their brand development and increase sales via loyal consumers. The appearance of the environment and the fragrance in the air both have significant impacts on the consumer's perception of the brand. Are your colors neutral? Do they affect the emotions of the customers in a Do they affect the emotions of the consumers in a positive or negative perspective, or do they intimidate the consumer upon entering the business? Emotions are the primary reason why consumers choose specific brands. Many of the products we purchase are available as generic and store brands with the same ingredients and at cheaper prices. But why do we decide to pay more for a brand name amenity over lower prices? Since we have 3 to 5 seconds to target the emotions of our patrons, it's important to understand how they act. But that sounds difficult since each person is different. It's not. So let's break it down. Check-in and check-out times are universal throughout the hotel and lodging industry. Most establishments enforce a check-out time around 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. and a check-in time around 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. The average American wakes up between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. So this tells us a lot about the emotions of our customers. If a customer wakes up at 7 a.m. and has a check-in time of 3 p.m., that person has been awake for 8 hours. Each person has a certain level of personal control they can use each day. The brain has a gauge for personal control that is similar to the fuel gauge in a car. Each time a person encounters a stressful situation or makes a difficult decision, that gauge gets a little lower. By the end of the day, people don't want to make decisions. Their tempers are short, and so are their abilities to actively analyze a situation, such as walking through the front door of an uninviting hotel. Your establishment might cater to vacationing families, business travelers, or another demographic. Use that demographic data to help you develop a welcoming strategy. The environment you establish should be different from one that attracts tired mothers, children, or business travelers, or who seek a drink after their arrival. Targeting the emotions of your consumers could give you a significant return on investment in the form of return business at a later date. In the digital age, that same impression in the first 3 to 5 seconds could affect your internet ratings. When I say ratings, I'm referring to data. This is especially true for millennials, since 84% of millennials prefer hotel ratings from strangers rather than those of their friends, family, or associates. Consumer segmentation can be immensely diverse. Take the time to confirm the demographics of the specific consumer you are targeting. Your data should tell you this information. Also, ensure the consumer is one that is corresponding to your specific offering. Matching that consumer will warrant more profitability and less effort. The goal is to retain that customer. So your entry should be inviting to your target segment. Trigger their feelings. Regarding customer emotions, feelings have a greater impact than wants and needs. The consumer can feel as if they have everything based upon their emotions. There are many variables that affect this decision-making process. There are colors, fonts, furniture, greetings, sights, sounds, smells, and even the reaction of children that are present. Think about a mother and a child walking down the cereal aisle. Think about the mother and child walking down the cereal aisle of a grocery store. Who is the primary decision maker in this scenario? If you're a mother listening to this podcast, you're probably going to say, I am. But studies show that parents who give their child's demand for a specific cereal in order to... Studies show that parents are likely to give their child... Studies show that parents are likely to give in to their child's demand for a specific cereal in order to avoid looking like a bad parent. If you haven't noticed, this comes back to perception, which is the foundation of the 3 to 5 second rule. The human brain isn't designed to work in seclusion. Our brains and bodies synchronize with others when we develop rapport and trust, which are the catalyst to sales. Many of us enjoy singing together at concerts and cheering in unison for our favorite sports teams. And we also like to share our passion for our favorite brands. For example, Apple versus Samsung. Which one do you have, Apple or Android? Harley-Davidson versus Victory. Well, recently Victory Motorcycles didn't do so well. So I feel as if Victory Motorcycle enthusiasts may be converting to Harley-Davidsons. But that was a significant rival. And then Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. We've all been involved in a conversation that involved the choice of one of these competing brands. Coca-Cola is the second most recognized word in the world after OK. That's brand loyalty. More people have Harley-Davidson tattoos than any other brand name. Now that's out of this world brand loyalty. Are you prepared to build customer loyalty within 3 to 5 seconds? The greeting is one of the most important aspects of the 3 to 5 second rule. This is where human capital plays a significant role in your brand. If your employees don't care about their duties and responsibilities, it will show in their interactions with customers. When we enter a hotel, the first place we go is the front desk. A bad greeting, or no people at the front desk all possess the same value of damage to brand equity. Lastly, the parent organization may have a strict policy about the environment, layout of the furniture, fragrances, temperature, and other aspects of the hotel's lobby. But the branch manager could always do more to improve the situation. If you're not continuously improving, based upon your data, you shouldn't be managing property. Methods you could use are the implementation of scents, fragrances, lighting, but most importantly, the greeting. When identifying a strategy to create the perfect 3 to 5 second experience, it's important to think outside the box. You landed your management position for that reason. Use those innovative and creative thinking skills for your organization. So in 2015, the four largest operators in the hotel industry, Hilton Worldwide, Marriott International, Intercontinental Hotels Group, and Starwood Hotels and Resorts before the merger, account for an estimated 42.8% of industry revenue, providing this industry with a medium level of concentration. Although industry concentration is moderate, it is increasing. And as hotel buyouts and mergers become more frequent, and operators join franchise and chain operators, the market share of the top four players has increased over the past 5 years. Major companies in the hotel sector are also increasingly seeking to operate in a global scale. Operators with major international hotel companies are expected to continue to merge. Although the biggest players account for an increasing industry share, their expansion has been achieved through franchising. The franchise model of the large hotel groups means they can grow with limited capital and lower risk. About 45% of establishments have 9 or fewer employees, while 90% have fewer than 50 employees. There are, however, a significant number of establishments. Given the diversity and the accommodation styles and standards, the industry has a large number of small and mid-sized operators, but only a small number of larger franchise or managed chain operators have the ability to take advantage of their innovative skills. Some hotel franchises have more resources than others, but never underestimate the strengths of your human capital. So ask yourself, whether you're a hotel operator, a restaurant operator, a developer of consumer packaged goods, or any other business or organization, how will you compete for that consumer to return to your product and to your brand? This is Michael Barbera with ClickSuasion. Go ahead and subscribe to ClickSuasion wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll let you know when the next podcast is available.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.